It's beginning to look a lot like ass cunt. Every time I go take a look at my damn whorehole.org, prolapsing once again with cunt turds and frothy pussy stench. It's beginning to look a lot like ass cunt. Poo in every hole. But the sexiest thing to see is the fistula in between my ass and my cunt hole. A feet is toward first and then the head is stitched. But when the next thing died and pushed its way through my holes, it became connected again. Oh yes, Christ, this is shitty music. Can't keep up with it. They don't do this shit to me at oral.org, honey. It's beginning to look a lot like ass cunt. Every time I go, my hole prolapses when I strain to poop. Then turds slip out the front. My hole, it's beginning to look a lot like ass cunt. Soon I'll get a yeasty, and then I'll be able to bake you a big poop fruit cake with my frothy yeasty ass cunt juice. With my frothy yeasty ass cunt juice. The smelly kind of makes you dry heat.
Hey freaks, it's Thursday, December 4th, 2014. Coming up on the program today, a new DV tribute song. Plus, the pussy boat floats again. Mariah Carey has trouble with some of those high notes, and I love to play her off. All of this plus your voicemails today on the Distorted View Show.
Shut up, twat!
A lot of hot liquid poo just went out all at once.
She was gonna be smoking hot by the time she was 7 years old.
Fuck it right in the pussy!
Alright, hey freaks, Timenson with you, back for the Thursday edition of Distorted View. Real quick, gotta say thanks to Virgin Sex Pet here at the top of the program. He's created a new song in celebration of our 10th anniversary. That's coming up really quick in the next few days, actually. There's a couple anniversaries. I don't know when I should mark DV's 10th birthday, really. Because the first show with the name Distorted View was all the way back in, like, 1997. But that was a very different program. I hosted it. You know, I was still in high school. Streaming audio was still kind of new. We used real audio, the real audio player. Some of you older people remember that. So it wasn't really a podcast per se, but you could download the show, listen to it the same way that you would listen to a podcast, except, you know, there's no MP3 players at the time, I don't think, or no mobile phones. You pretty much just listen to it on your computer. There was a limited audience, but it sounded like, you know, 90% of what podcasts today sound like. Just a couple of guys in the basement talking about their day, you know, cracking jokes and stuff. So that was the first incarnation of Distorted View. After a few years of doing that for fun and then also trying to turn it into a real show and failing miserably, I started doing a shortened version of DV, something that was only 5 minutes long, and you would listen to it over the telephone on a service called Tell Me, because that's how people want to get their entertainment. They want to be, you know, attached to a phone. And when I say phone, again, this was like before mobile phones were popular, like smartphones. So these were, you'd call up on a landline. So you'd have to be at your house or in an office or something to listen to Distorted View. Again, very successful. I have good business sense. Yes, I'll create a show that you can only listen to on a shitty quality telephone line. All right. I kid, but it was pretty successful for what it was. It was one of the most popular extensions on this Tell Me service. I had a large listenership. Thousands of people would call in a day, and most of them were blind. For some reason, Tell Me was very popular with blind people. It was a niche, but it was my niche. So I did that for a couple of years. And then that sort of ran its course, and then Tell Me sort of changed the way they did things, and I had to leave. And I started posting stuff on my website, longer shows. And, you know, not a ton of people were listening to the shows or watching my video, my stupid little videos I was posting. And it just sort of fizzled out. Tried getting a job at XM and doing Distorted View on Sirius, and that led to a very short producing gig. But it was just pretty much over. Until the podcast, I listened to an NPR story about podcasting, and I was like, holy shit, this is what I what I've been doing since 1997, but in a way that people will actually be able to get the content easily. I was so conflicted as to whether I should attempt to start up Distorted View again, because it is a commitment doing a daily show, and I had a full-time job. And plus, who wants to constantly fail over and over at the same thing? So it was a difficult decision to, you know, figure out if I wanted to reawaken the beast that is Distorted View. And on December 6, 2014, I didn't so much take a plunge as I did stick my toe in the water. I set up a page, a website for this podcasting thing, and I started posting old episodes of Distorted View from like 2001, 2002, the stuff I did on Tell Me. I turned them into little podcasts, and I thought, I'll just do this for a while and see if anyone listens. So the very first thing that was ever posted on the feed was an old show from February 1st, 2002. That lasted about a week. Not even a week, I think, where I was posting old shows. And I said, all right, fuck it. I'll try it. And I started posting new programs. The first new episode of Distorted View, the first podcast, was December 9th, 2004. The reason why I've just told this incredibly long, boring story is that it just appears that there are multiple anniversaries going on here. On the 6th, we've got the first show that was ever posted on the feed. On the 9th, we've got the first official episode of Distorted View as a podcast. And let's not forget how Distorted View started back in 1997. What's interesting, though, maybe it's not interesting, maybe it's just interesting to me, is that every anniversary from the very start of the show back in 1997 to the very first Tell Me show to the first, podcast, all of that happened in the month of December. So move over, Jesus. You don't have a monopoly on the month of December and your birthday. DV has like 5 birthdays in December, so suck on that. As I mentioned, Virgin Sexpat recorded a song. He actually sampled Jesse's song, Jagoo, Jagoo, Jagoo. And I'm going to play just a little bit of it for you right now. If any of you other talented freaks would like to do something special for our birthday that's coming up, maybe you're a singer, maybe you're an artist, send whatever you got to show at distortedview.com. I'd be happy to feature it. I would love to. So here, whatever Distorted View means to you. I'm going to be getting a lot of shit in the mail, I think. So here's a little bit of Virgin Sex Pet song. I'll play the whole thing at the end of the show today, but here's just a little taste of it.
29 centimeter. Donkey.
Oh, look, at the top of the song, it's me sounding like a retard. I can't think of anything that better sums up the past 10 years than that.
God. I can just think of so many better things to shove in my ass.
In the head from it, but I guess I turned out alright, man. I'm proud of DV, and I never go and hide it. I even told my folks and my co-workers, I never deny it, cause dead babies are funny.
You have no shame.
God damn it. And dudes fucking horses or stepping on rabbits? Well, maybe not that last one, but I'll let that shit slide, cause everything's a target. That's a point of fucking pride. Gotta love that hairy faggot.
Fuck off.
And his nasally voice, he hates it. So the smell of jizz and shame gets all the boy pussy
you
choice.
Stay down.
I wouldn't know, but I'm sideshow for life, so yeah, I always pay my bill. Give that man what he's won.
Yes.
Ungodly, unholier than thou. If he was ever headed to heaven, he ain't headed to now.
Right to hell.
That will be a party, though. I'll laugh through the flames. This Timmy Boo makes me smile at the worst of life's pain.
It reminds me of that Eminem song where he samples Dido. It's like VSP's little love letter to me, where he calls me a hairy faggot. Thank you. All right. Thank you very much, VSP. You can hear the whole thing at the end of today's show. I do have some great distorted view-worthy audio to share with you. First up, we were having fun with bad lawyer commercials yesterday. I featured a guy named Lul the Hammer Stanley. He's going to get you cash, cash, cash! These commercials were insane. Well, DB listener John emailed me to let me know there are many hammers out there. Nailing litigants and hammering for justice or whatever. Yes, there's a lot of hammer lawyers. One of his favorites is Jim the Hammer Shapiro.
I cannot rip out the hearts of those who hurt you. I cannot hand you their severed heads. But I can hunt them down and settle the score. I'll squeeze them for every dime I can. Every single dime.
These commercials are so great. And like I mentioned yesterday, you know, Lul the Hammer Stanley was standing in front of a green screen. And behind him, you just saw horrific footage of car accidents and trucks spontaneously exploding and stuff. Jim the Hammer Shapiro employs a similar method, but there's no explanation as to what's going on. It's a split screen, so you see him on one side, and then just things exploding. Not even cars.
I cannot hand you their severed heads.
And then you see, like, words flashing on the screen, like scars, burns, death.
But I can hunt them down.
There's a car exploding.
And settle the score.
Paralysis.
Squeeze them for every dime I can. Every single dime. I'm Jim the Hammer Shapiro. But I cannot proceed until you call. 1-800-546-7777. You call, I hammer!
It's always, like, really nerdy-sounding lawyers. Lul Stanley, Jim Shapiro. But they just start screaming and yelling at you, and you're like, okay, this guy's a fucking bruiser in the courtroom. But then, like, here's another commercial from Jim the Hammer Shapiro. This is so bizarre.
Rip the hides off insurance companies to get you...
Why are you talking like this? The whole commercial's like that. I think he's had a stroke or something.
Rip the hides off insurance companies to get you the biggest cash award. I'm Jim the Hammer Shapiro. I love to play rough. Gross. Call me. 1-800-546-7777.
Look, there's a lot of personal injury lawyers out there. And you got to make a name for yourself. And I guess one way is to act like a complete jackass on TV. Speaking of looking like a complete jackass on TV, perfect segue, Mariah Carey recently sang at the Christmas at Rockefeller Center, you know, where they light the tree up. I guess the story goes like this. A lot of the performances are pre-recorded, so there's no fuck-ups. So Mariah Carey missed that performance. Right, she wasn't able to come for some reason. You know, she's a diva. So instead, her fans were pissed off. So instead, she decided to perform live, which is always risky. I've got a live mic feed from Mariah Carey here. So you're not going to hear any of the music. You're just going to hear Mariah Carey's voice and what has become of it.
Right? I don't want a lot for Christmas.
So far, so good, I guess.
There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own.
Ooh, okay.
More than you could ever know.
Here we go.
Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas.
Christmas.
Yes. You.
Let me fast forward a bit here. I just want to get up to all the high notes.
And you could ever know. Ooh. Make my wish come true.
Ooh.
I want for Christmas is you. You, baby.
I noticed when she's supposed to get up to the high notes, she starts whispering it almost. All I want for Christmas is you.
Oh, I won't ask for much this Christmas. I won't even wish for snow. I'm just gonna keep on waiting.
Ooh.
Underneath the mistletoe. And I'll make a list and send it to the North Pole for singing. I won't even stay awake to hear those magic reindeer click.
Did she just say rain dick click? Hold on.
I'm just gonna keep on waiting.
God damn it, Mariah. Look what you've done. You've disturbed all the dogs in the neighborhood.
I won't ask for much this Christmas. I won't even wish for snow. I'm just gonna keep on waiting underneath the mistletoe. And I'll make a list and send it to the North Pole.
It kind of sounds like rain dick click.
Cause I just want you here tonight, holding on to me so tight. What more can I do? Oh. Baby, all I want for Christmas is you. Woo, 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 woo. You.
Woo, 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 woo. Let me fast forward to the next part where she fucks up.
I hear those bells ringing. Santa, won't you bring me the one I really need? Won't you please bring my baby to me?
Again, this is just the live mic feed, so you're just getting her vocals. Maybe with like the instrumental. Maybe it's really loud and it's covering up some of the sour notes. Don't get me wrong. I'm enjoying every second, and I don't want to defend this fat fucking bitch. Doesn't she have a reputation for being a real cunt?
So make my wish come true. It's baby all I want for Christmas.
Big finish.
Is you.
Did she just clear her throat in the middle of the song? Big finish there, Mariah. One more time.
All I want, all I really want is, want it, want it, want it, want it. All I want, all I really want is you.
All right,
you.
Thanks, Mariah. You've ruined Christmas. No, don't even.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Merry Christmas!
Apologize to all the nice people who were subjected to this. Now, I don't want to say that I'm a better singer than Mariah Carey, but have you ever heard me fucking butcher a note like that? I don't wanna. I just put it in. I'm like two words in and my voice cracked. Oh, this is a hard song to sing. Here we go. One more time. I don't want a lot for Christmas. There's just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. The high note. I hit that one. Kind of. All I want for Christmas is... 2, 3, 4. You. Yeah! I don't want a lot for Christmas. There's just one thing I need. that's quite enough. See, I just wanted to prove to you that I'm a better singer than Mariah Carey. Mission accomplished. One more clip, and then we will get into the news. You know, we've talked a lot about pickup artists recently on Distorted View, primarily because we featured clips from Julian Blank, who is this guy who holds seminars on how to pick up women. His methods are a little rapey. As a matter of fact, the last clip I played of him, he was talking about how Japanese women will pretty much let you do anything to them. He was in Japan, and he would just grab the back of a girl's head and push it down to his crotch region. So a bunch of countries now have started to ban him. I think the UK banned him. Australia made him leave early. There are other pickup artists out there. As a matter of fact, there was recently a pickup artist summit in Los Angeles. Now, to be fair, this was before the whole Julian Blank thing hit. So the news was having a bit fun with pickup artists. They had one of their anchors sit down. They made like a little like nightclub area. And they brought in some of these pickup artists from the convention to try their best lines on this blonde anchor.
This past weekend, thousands of men from all over the world came to LA to be part of the Pickup Artist World Summit. Can you believe it? That's right. We brought some of the top ones here this morning, and they're going to try their best lines on me. So Sam and Mark, learn a little something. All right, fellas, let's start with our first one. Johnny Wolf, founder and organizer, by the way.
That's a great name. Manly name. Oh, my God. He's fat and balding and wearing, I think, a gold chain and maybe a wife beater.
Hey, what's up? I want to let you know that you look absolutely adorable in those little black shoes.
Why, thank you, Johnny.
Yeah, but I do have a secret to tell you.
Yeah?
Set up real quick.
Oh, gosh.
I heard you ran like a little girl when you saw a rattlesnake last week here.
Yes, Johnny. Have you been peering through the bushes?
Yeah. Actually, I was going to bring...
You fucking creep.
I asked the producer what your favorite flowers were.
Uh-huh.
And they said, you know what? Bring her a rattlesnake instead. So I brought you one. No, I'm kidding. I would never do that to you.
I have no idea what he was trying to do there. He's talking about rattlesnakes. And I think he was trying to scare her into thinking he brought a rattlesnake. But he didn't bring a rattlesnake, or even a fake one, or flowers. And he didn't even jam her head down to his crotch. Here, found a rattlesnake for you.
All right, I'll see you later.
Okay. What he did, two things that were plus. Yeah. Specific compliment, yeah. And he clearly learned something about her. So I thought...
Oh, now the other anchors are judges?
Well, it was a failure, but at least he tried.
Oh, wow.
But the effort was there. It was the right effort.
Who's next, Jeff? James Marshall.
This is the news. The news!
Sure.
There's like wars and shit going on.
James.
He spoke too fast, too.
All right, here's James.
Hi.
Hi, James.
Hi.
You know my name already.
I do.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So, are you a good judge of character?
I wish I was better, James.
Okay. So, first impressions count in this town, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is your first impression?
You're a fucking creep. I think he believes that his accent will get him women.
That you're a serious, sultry kind of a guy.
I can be.
Yeah.
And you are not serious? Flippant.
Now he's accusing her of being flippant. This is not going well.
And then you guys are intimidated by you, Jessica.
When I get lost in the pickup line, I don't
know. I know.
I think there's one problem with this gentleman is the fact that he's wearing a wedding ring.
Serious.
Oh, maybe that might be it.
You're married.
I am. Definitely.
Well, you see,
that's
Jessica. Your life story goes on.
Yikes. All right, next one. Next.
Vince.
Wait, how do you do it if you're married?
Well, you still can have the lines.
I know you're having a drink here by yourself, but it's just a super quick question, okay?
Yeah.
Let's say you're somewhere and you really don't have much time. And you see somebody and you think, that person looks pretty cool. I would love to talk more with them.
Mm-hmm.
What would you recommend doing?
I
tell you what, do you text? With fingers like that, you gotta be a fast texter. Hey.
That's your big compliment. You've got nice long fingers. I bet you're a good texter.
What area code are you? I probably won't be able to talk much longer, and I'm very busy
Thank
with
God.
Work, and I know you too, but we got to at least text one thing we don't know about each other.
All right, there's not enough time. Carrie,
okay,
next.
Well, that deserves at least still a hug.
Okay, very good. Wendy, I didn't know you have to participate in the
pickup. I think it's part of the technique.
Oh,
I think that's interesting
okay?
that they're kind of making you do that.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi. You know, 30 seconds doesn't give anyone much time to get to know each other, so let's play a quick game.
Okay.
Sounds good, Jessica?
Sounds good.
All right. Yeah. Pancake or waffles?
Oh, pancakes.
Pancakes.
Yeah.
Good answer. All right, next one.
Yep.
Red wine or white wine?
I think white wine.
White wine. That says a lot about you.
Does
okay,
it?
Final question.
What does this say?
Night in or
like
night
him.
Out?
Night out.
Night out. Sounds like a plan. Let's do it.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. Let's go out for pancakes and white wine in the middle of the night.
Here we go. That was good.
That actually sounds pretty good.
That was the best one.
Here's the next one. One more.
Well, hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I know you just had a few guys try to hit on you.
Pickup artists are always so ugly.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay with you the rest of the night. So nobody else comes and hits on you. You don't have to feel uncomfortable.
Oh, wow. My knight in shining armor.
Sound good?
She's feeling uncomfortable.
Oh, my God. Oh, gosh. This is why I don't go out anymore.
This is, yeah.
I'm never going to leave you.
Oh, your
yeah,
life.
I'm so glad this
right,
is you.
That gives you an idea of what pickup artists are up to. Not getting laid, specifically. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, locked up news right now. Not a member of the Sideshow, now's a great time to sign up. Why, you ask? I've got great holiday deals for you. Just go to superfreaksideshow.com, sign up for a monthly, quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or even a lifetime membership. Superfreaksideshow.com, get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, and videocasts. Yesterday we did an exclusive show. The day prior to that we did well over an hour of DV. Was an extended program. And tomorrow I'll be back with another exclusive show. Sign up right now. Help me celebrate Distorted View's 10th birthday and ensure that it continues on for a long, long time. All right. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from Ohio. Uh-oh. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Department revealed this week that five deputies were under investigation. Why, you ask? Well, they allegedly sent racist text messages while on duty. And not just one or two. This went on for years. In a statement on Tuesday, Sheriff Phil Plummer said that two of the five deputies, Sheriff Captain Thomas J. Flanders and Detective Michael J. Sollenberger, had been placed on indefinite paid administrative leave starting on December 1st. You know why I'm reading this news story, right? I just want to get to the actual text. Sheriff Plummer said that the deputies sent racial messages on their personal phones between November 2011 and January of 2013. Some messages were sent while the men were on duty, and some messages were directed at African-American deputies. Quote, the N-word was used several times, as well as other racial slurs and jokes. Oh, I hope they list them all here. I want to hear some good racial jokes. I hate niggers. That is all. Said one text message. Another one said, what do apples and black people have in common? Both hang from trees. God, that's such an old one. Someone obviously picked up a used copy of Blanche Knotts' Truly Tasteless Jokes on Amazon. All right, very simply put, they're niggers, son, one deputy wrote. Dayton Unit NAACP President, Derek L. Forward. Received an anonymous tip about the message in August and reported it to the department. Officials said they conducted a three-month investigation and conferred with the NAACP National Office before going public. I wish they would have released more of the text, although I like the idea that the local news actually had to display the text and read them.
It reads, what do apples and black people have in common? They both hang from trees.
That's right. We're telling racist jokes on the local news now.
The texts date back to 2011 and 2012, and some as recently as 2013.
More. I want more.
ABC 22 obtained hundreds of pages of the messages from a concerned resident on Friday. Most of the messages depict words meant to specifically demean African Americans. One reads, very simply put, they're N-word, son. And another one reads, we stopped at a Walmart in Birmingham. There are a lot of black people in Alabama. It's all Martin Luther King's fault.
Well,
again, Montgomery.
One way of looking at it. All right, so there you go. That's what's happening in Ohio. Second story we have for you today. A woman, I think this is an update because we talked about the vagina kayak before, right? A woman who 3D printed her vagina and rendered it into a giant yellow kayak has been arrested again by Japanese police for allegedly trying to show people her pussy boat. Artist Megumi Igarashi, who calls herself It doesn't matter what she calls herself. There's no way I'm going to be able to pronounce it. Roku Dena Shako, a slang term that translates loosely to good-for-nothing child in Japanese, made waves last July when she attempted to crowdsource funds to construct a boat molded on her own genitalia and was subsequently arrested for the campaign. The project garnered international attention after the July arrest, with thousands signing a petition calling for authorities to release her and calling for the government to review its strict censorship rules on the public display of crotches. Well, they released her a few days later, but on Wednesday, Tokyo police nabbed the artist again for attempting to send a link that, quote, shows her plan to create a boat using three-dimensional obscene data to a large number of people. So it's not like she was out kayaking or anything. She just wanted to send the plans, the 3D data, to people so they could make their own pussy boats. She reportedly tried to have those people who were willing to finance her plan download the obscene 3D data in October 2013, the spokeswoman said. The artist maintains that her vagina is not obscene at all, but she could still face 2 years in prison and be fined up to $20,000 if a court thinks the mold is inappropriate. The case has sparked accusations of discriminatory censorship in a country that possesses an infamously dynamic pornography culture, scat, japscat, and industry. Under Japanese obscenity laws, the depiction of sex organs, either in images or recreations, is banned. But if you turn them into, like, tentacles, alien dicks, it's okay. Genitalia is usually pixelated in videos and photos coming out of Japan. Apparently it's too hard to pixelate vomit and poop. What's more obscene, really? A dick or a pussy that everyone has, or watching someone shit in another person's mouth and watch that person eat the poop? Or swallow another person's vomit? Oh, Japan, you're so backwards. All right, final story we have for you today. It's a very short one, and I almost wanted to call this a Distorted View, Access Entertainment, Hollywood News, Insider Report, Edition, Access Tonight, whatever we call that stupid segment about celebrities. However, let's get real here. When's the last time you've heard from Usher? Like, he hasn't really been recording music, right? Maybe he has, and it's just really been awful. Hasn't been played on the radio. Although, I don't really listen to stations that would be playing Usher, so I could be totally off here. Regardless, Usher is in the news. He charged his iPhone in a woman's cunt. That's right. Usher charged his iPhone in a woman's vagina on Wednesday. Apparently, he was at an art exhibit over there in Miami, where one Vector Gallery performance featured a completely nude woman with a battery pack stuck up her snatch. Is that safe? I mean, those things get hot and, you know, could leak or something. The battery pack had a cord coming out of it that allowed anyone to pay a nominal fee to connect their phone for some juice. Pussy juice. Usher reportedly paid $10 for 20 minutes of charging. Video taken at the event shows the Grammy winner initially first walking by and then stopping. It's like, is that a tampon? What's sticking out of your cunt? Oh, and why does it have a lightning connector on it? Oh, it's a charger. Okay. He returned to test the rather unique offer. The woman offering her services is Lena Marquise, and she says that she's attempting to show how dependent humans have become on technology. But why did you have to have it up your pussy? You know, like, why couldn't you just... Your whole exhibit could have been like a pedestal with a charger on it, or like a battery pack. You're just trying to be provocative. She further wrote on Instagram, "Perfect audience. Usher understood the nuances at first glance, and at second glance, got his phone charged by me." How much time do you think this woman put into her exhibit? Because really, it's just jamming a Morphe power pack, whatever those things are called, up her pussy. And that's it. You know, people slave over great works of art for, you know, years. Sometimes it takes a decade to paint a picture, sculpt something. This woman drove to Target, bought a power pack, and jammed it in her cunt. And that's pretty much it. If you want to be an artist, that's the easiest thing you could do. Just shove something in your ass or in your pussy. We talked about that woman who was outside. I think it was in Germany, maybe, or Paris. And she was, like, painting with her ass or pussy, right? She was, like, squirting paint out of her coot. All right. Miley Cyrus, by the way, was also down there in Florida. She attended the event on Wednesday wearing a thong bodysuit with pasties covering her nipples. So she's an artist too, apparently. She attended the event with Patrick Schwarzenegger, and she smoked a joint on stage. She posted a picture on Instagram afterwards saying, "You know the night's been good when you stole a shirt from a stripper." I think she's just trying to steal Usher's thunder. Come on. He charged his phone with a cunt. Let him have this moment. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, time to check in with my freaks, one of my favorite segments.
Best of Bill Cosby, take one.
Is this Spiral Ham Fucker?
Rape, rape, rape. Oh. I'm sorry, can we do that again? It sounded like you were saying rape, rape, rape. Best of Bill Cosby, take two. Hey, hey, rape. I'm sorry, Bill, I keep picking up rape.
Is that it? Are you done with your bit? Okay, thank you. Funny.
Jugu Jimmy Boo, Haley's Comet calling up. A few quick things, and I'll get the hell off your voicemail.
Thank you.
First of all, thanks for the My Strange Addiction episode about the woman addicted to bleach. You reminded me I needed to clean the toilets.
Mm-hmm.
Next, the guy who was masturbating vigorously and then had the massive belch. I think your theory is as good as any. He was getting down to it. He churned up what was in his stomach. There's all that acid and other things in there. Yeah, that sort of thing's going to make you belch.
You get worked up.
Jugu.
All right, thank you very much. Checking in with a few comments.
Today on NBC Nightly News, an interview with Bill Cosby can only be reported as media rape.
Yeah, it's actual rape, actually.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby's accused of actual rape. Rape, rape. It's a fun game to play. You ever play Rape, Rape?
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's VSP, and I have a proposition for you. See, I love it when you sing on the program, so to encourage more of this horrible behavior, I am putting in a birthday song request. But this is not going out to me. It is going out to my lovely wife, Jenny.
You're married?
Jenny, who is incidentally bankrolling my membership right now. So, if you perform a new performance dedicated to my wife, Jenny, you may pick the song, though I would suggest something maybe by Night Ranger, since I know you will put your heart and soul into it. Your reward will be either an original piece of music or remix or whatever you want from yours truly, because God...
Well, I just have one. This is what's great about waiting to play voicemails for a few weeks.
God knows I'm better at that than tie-dye. Or, if you want, I will just let you pick the colors and make another DV Dick shirt for you. So not only will you get two, because I promised to eventually send it to you, two DV T-shirts and some other gifts... Or you can get one and a song. You know, song for a song.
Well, I want a new song by you.
Whatever sounds better to you. So, I'll be waiting.
I tell you what. I have already sung my heart out today singing Mariah Carey. So tomorrow, let me write a note. I will pick out a good Night Ranger song. Or maybe if you guys have any suggestions for a song you want me to sing, get it in quickly. And then on tomorrow's program, I will I'll do another performance.
Distorted view, you fucktard.
Thank you.
Florida, most fucked up state.
Timmy Boo Henson.
Is this like a voice demo reel or something? What are you doing? Seeing random distorted view things.
The newest media darling.
I've been at this for 10 years. I'm not the newest anything. All right. Thank you for that shitty batch of voicemails. Again, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God. Is it? Oh, God.
I love the play, Ross.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. If you're sideshow freaks, I will see you back tomorrow to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Hello. Just a little aside from the artist. See, this song, though undoubtedly hilarious to a great number of you, is not intended to be funny. It is a very earnest thank you from yours truly for 10 years of the stupidest shit I've ever heard on the goddamn internet. Keep this shit up, Timmy Boo. Jugu, motherfucker!
29 centimeter Donkey Kong. I can just think of so many better things to shove in my ass.
I've been waiting.
coworkers. I never deny it. Cause dead babies are funny.
You have no shame.
God damn it. And dudes fucking horses or stepping on rabbits? Well, maybe not that last one, but I'll let that shit slide. Cause everything's a target. That's a point of fucking pride. Gotta love that hairy faggot.
Fuck off.
And his nasally voice. He hates it. So the smell of jizz and shame gets all the boy pussy toys.
Stay
I
now.
Wouldn't know, but I'm sideshow for life, so I always pay my bill. Give that man what he's won.
Yes.
He's ungodly, unholier than now. If he was ever headed to heaven, he ain't headed there now.
Right to hell.
That will be a party, though. I'll laugh through the flames. Cause Timmy Boo makes me smile at the worst of life's pain.
Okay, that's quite enough of that music.
Excuse me. Yes, thank you so much to Jesse for creating that beautiful piece of music I just stole. I mean, sampled. And for that matter, thank you to all of the freaks out there. You guys have made me laugh, even by being lame, at some point or another in the last 10 years. So a very, very sincere thank you to Timmy Boo, James Henson, and all his faggoty fans like me. From somebody nobody gives two shits about, Reverend Virgin Sexpet. Ah, to do!